Anyways, all right, so we got Incredible Trash, Trash Dummies.
close enough. Wish that made the show.
Maybe it will. We'll see.
Gosh, Darlene, it sure is amazing how much we have in common.
I know, Larry. We both love three-car pileups. We both were built in Buffalo.
And we both know wearing safety belts helps save thousands of lives.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
Don't mind Vince. He's getting over a bad breakup.
I know. Janet's picking up the pieces, too. They're in here.
I wish they understood it's all worth it to get people to buckle up.
Hey, lacerated lovebirds, I sense a major crush.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
Talk about head over heels.
This week in your parents' basement, don't be a dummy, buckle up! From 1993, we're playing video games based on the Incredibles Crash Test Dummies. I'm Steve Greenwald, and with me is our regular co-host that's been rebuilt stronger than he was before. It's Huell Hauser.
The Incredible Crash Dummies head man, Dr. Zub, has been kidnapped by Junkman, the deranged dummy who doesn't just have a screw loose, he's also a mechanical mishap sworn to end safety as we know it.
Yes, deep, deep story-driven plot.
So deep. This one.
And our other co-host, he was the inspiration for Slick. It's Todd Brisket.
How do you want your coffee? Regular or decapitated?
Whoa.
Good pun. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.yppodcast.com. Today's games are the Incredible Crash Test Dummies. In the early 1990s, the Incredible Crash Test Dummies were minor media sensations because of their somewhat amusing television commercials. So, of course, LGN just churned out games based on the license for the Super Nintendo, Genesis, NES, Game Gear, Sega Master System, and Game Boy. The Super Nintendo, Genesis, and NES games were side-scrollers, and the Game Gear, Master System, and Game Boy versions were weird stunt minigame collections. Huell, I think you said you have experience with the Game Boy version, so why don't you start the discussion off for us this week?
Yes, probably surprising to no one. The Game Boy Crash Test Dummies game was a game I owned as a child.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not surprising at all.
I was caught up in the zeitgeist known as the Crash Dummies in the early 90s, as you touched on.
Yeah, they were an entity.
These were the original Geico cavemen. These were commercial launched universe that these test dummy characters lived in. Mm-hmm. And there were even toys based off the Crash Dummies,
mm-hmm.
where you could just crash their cars together and their bodies exploded. And yes, I did own some of those too.
Oh, but can I do a small tangent on the toys real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
I had the toys as well. I had a car,
nice.
And I don't remember exactly which two or three dummies I had, but they rode in the car. And
yeah.
the big issue with these toys is that their whole intention is you have spring-loaded limbs
yeah.
and car parts that shoot
yep.
off as soon as you crash it.
Exactly.
The issue is, the only good place to roll your car around is in the kitchen because it's got a laminate floor. You can't roll it on the
yeah,
carpet that well.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So when you're rolling around the kitchen, you smash it into the cabinet over there, and then the limbs and heads and arms shoot off. They go straight under the refrigerator and
like a
stove.
Magnet.
Yeah, and they're gone forever.
All the little parts that fly off these cars go right into the places that kids can never get to. Behind mm-hmm. behind the stove, behind the refrigerator. And I get that. Yeah. I think I just manually rammed it somewhere in the living room.
I bet you did.
That sounded terrible. The cars into walls, into walls and stuff.
Yes.
So
well,
then
you were young, you were exploring.
You know, we get certain changes in
yeah.
our bodies. But yeah, the whole design of those is just everything would just fly off immediately. So you get all little bits and bobs destroyed all over the place. And that mm-hmm. was great for parents. they loved that.
Yes.
But yeah, part of this franchise was these video games. And The Game Boy One, it's a strange design. As Steve said, there it's just a collection of video games, pretty much. And for some reason, these sentient crash dummies need to earn money by doing like different tests and stunts and stuff. Yeah. Even though I guess they need somewhere to live, so and they have bills and things. But the very first one is, I guess it's like a supposed to be like a movie stunt where they're falling off a building and you're just bouncing around like awnings and crashing through railings and stuff.
Yeah.
So for falling, I would say at least 50 stories and going through like fire and wood and landing on the floor on the ground. You just land on the ground and explode into pieces. I earned about $1.40.
Yes.
Oh. That was my payout. And I'm like,
is there any real skill involved in falling down and practically dying? Because anybody could do that, right?
Remember, you have to hit the target. There's a target to hit. So there might be a little skill in that. And you have to hit little stunts and little tricks and things. But so you get like 5 cents more if you hit like a railing or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, like at the end I'm like, I get $1.40? Like what the hell? I'm obviously not dead. I'm just some weird dummy. But for some reason, I'm walking around and able to do things. So some weird gray area.
The first time I completed that stage, I did not pass because they said I didn't do enough stunts. Like I didn't crash into enough stuff. Which I didn't go through the fires and like try to hit stuff because I was like, oh, that's gonna kill me like every other video game ever.
Right. Yeah, this game is oddly the opposite of what most games are, where you actually want to hurt yourself and destroy things like intentionally.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite modern day casual iPhone computer/computer games copied the Crash Dummy model, which is it's called Turbo Dismount. And the object of that game is to shove a guy downstairs and crash him in cars and cause as much bodily harm to it as you can. And the more bones you break, the higher your score is.
Those are always a favorite of mine. There was one for like Xbox Live or whatever. It was like Burnout Crash or like Burnout something.
Oh, yeah. Like Burnout. The Burnout series is all about crashing and causing as much damage as
you
can.
But this was like almost like a top-down like mini game kind of thing. I forget what it was called, but yeah, it was one of the. It wasn't like the full fledged racing kind, but it was
Burnout
almost like
money grab.
Not, yeah, that was it. But I like that one a lot because it was about just causing as much destruction without ever stopping, and it was just like go once and just ram through everything. So that was fun. So yeah, that's the goal of this game, is to do as much damage to yourself as possible to earn more money. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like graduating college. So did you guys play the Game Boy one?
So I played the Game Gear one, which is the same game, it looks like, except in color. So that means it's better.
Game Gear does what Game Boy does not.
Don't.
Oh, that's a little less catchy than the other slogan there, but I don't know. It was just they were mini games and they weren't awful, but you know, if I got in this game instead of like a real game growing up, I would not have been pleased. Like,
well, Steven,
there's not much story driven elements to that to the Game Boy one, right? Sounds like to me.
No,
Steven, you realize what I as a child I didn't know what real games were, so this seemed
true.
Perfectly fine to me.
I mean, this seems great compared to like Home Alone. But
All right, Huel. This is Huel's uncle talking. All right, Huel, we're gonna play this video game. We're gonna do it in VR. It's called Hide the Worm.
Right. That's exactly right.
What relative did give you this one? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. It was probably like a joint gift to my sister and I.
Oddly, this reminded me of, there's a Three Stooges video game for the NES, and that one is also just like a collection of mini games where the Stooges are trying to raise money, but at least they're doing it to save an orphanage.
Oh, That old trope. Trying to survive. The dummies just need to survive.
Yeah, they stole that old chestnut from the Blues Brothers, and then they slapped that into a game.
Save the orphanage.
Yep. No, it's, I don't know, it's not, the Game Boy and Game Gear, and I guess it came out for the Sega Master System too, it's not as actively bad as the other Dummies games I played. So, I think there's 6 mini games, correct?
I don't know. I got to the rocket ship part this week. They actually call it a cruise missile. So in this one, you're on like a launch pad. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go straight up and maybe like avoid some obstacles. So I shoot straight up and there's immediately like a rock outcropping that I just crash straight into, like just right off the bat. Yeah. So apparently it's like one of those, like, you know, that like helicopter flash game where you have to like float through obstacles, and like go up and down. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like that, only the controls are worse. So that's where I got stuck on, and I said, this is terrible.
Well, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure as a kid... What's that?
And speaking of ripping off stuff, like the second or third stage is just ski-free?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I never got past that level as a kid. So that's like the third level.
Yep.
And that's after about 5 minutes of gameplay.
Yes.
In that one, playing it this week, I failed the first time because I didn't hit enough flags. Because it's like in your brain, the instinct is to not run into things.
Yes.
So, but you actually fail hitting trees. You just crash.
Yes. And also, for some reason, no stage select in this game.
No.
Even though it seems like that would have been pretty simple to do. So it's...
Yeah.
You can't even practice at like the stuff you're bad at. You have to have to play through 2 stages first, and then get to the stage you're bad at, and then
It would be nice if it at least just unlocked like the first time you got to it, and you could just jump right to it. But no, of course not.
The old Wikipedia says there's 5 levels: jumping off a building, driving a car through a course, skiing down a mountain, sorting bombs in a bomb factory.
That was weird.
And piloting a spaceship.
Okay. So I almost beat it. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That was
apparently
very close.
You're earning enough money to go on holiday.
Oh.
Ooh.
Dummies on
vacation. Are you playing as Vince or Larry in this one?
I think you are, yeah.
And then it is your holiday to take Vince and Larry and actually propose to them in a romantic setting.
Am I missing something?
I think Teebs is trying to make a joke, but I think it's Chuck and Larry, isn't it?
What are
that is the Dane Cook movie, right?
No, it's like an Adam Sandler movie.
No, yeah, it's Adam Sandler and his buddy there. Kevin James, I think. So,
is that even what you were talking about, Teebs?
Yeah, no, I was talking about Vince and Larry from the commercials.
I thought it was Slick and something else.
That's the next generation. The first generation of Crash Test Dummies are Vince and Larry. We got Lorenzo Music doing one guy and some other old-timey comedian doing the other one. And then the next generation, the one they made the toys about and all the video games, it sounds like, is you got Slick... Who else is there? Bull.
Dr. Zub was
Dr.
there.
Dr. Zub? Like, that's the second generation.
The side scroller, yeah.
And by the way, guys, since we're on names now of these guys.
So weird.
I found that they tried to revive it later on in the 90s. They had a third generation of Crash Test Dummies. They didn't go with any of these. They didn't fully pull through on getting another set of dummies out there, but I do have the list of the rejected names they used.
Oh, please.
So they had Lonnie. They had Johnson.
Oh.
They had Peppy. They had Zoot Suit. I guess this is when that swing thing was big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
They had Slippy.
Oh.
Falco.
Wait a minute.
What?
I like this one. Wynonna Ryder.
I'm thinking these were not real.
Dickie. Davy. Smeghead.
What?
Chompers.
Oh, no.
Boo Radley.
Right.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Right, right.
Yep. Chi-Chi. And Chi-Chi? Spanky.
Okay. No Alfalfa?
No. That's more of a classic name. They were trying to go for a more modern name.
Oh, yeah. Like Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that didn't get off the ground there.
Todd, from the sounds of it, I'm guessing you played the platform in Super Nintendo Genesis.
I played the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, as they say in Europe. Yes. And that was horrendous. That was a chore, guys. And that one you play as Slick. His feet are amputated and replaced with a unicycle.
Oh no.
And you have to drive around this platforming stage. The issue is, because your feet have been amputated and the doctor from Human Centipede put a unicycle on your nubs.
Dr. Eater, I think.
Yeah, he put a unicycle on those nubs. You're driving around like the entire game is an ice stage. Everything's so slick. Your slick is so slick.
See, it's a name. That's his name.
So it's just a frustrating game. You're dodging tires and robot air pumps, and it's difficult to control. You're slipping and sliding. You have to just nudge yourself through the stage to make sure you don't run into anything. I'll be honest, fellas, I couldn't beat the first stage. I think there's only five stages in this
surprising.
One.
Yeah.
I could not beat the first one.
So it's still one wheel, and both his legs are attached to one wheel?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha.
I played the NES version and the Super Nintendo version. The Genesis version, I believe, is just the same as the Super Nintendo version. The NES version, definitely the hardest of those three. Because there's just like, after you make the very first jump of the game, there's just like a weird like truck or something that goes back and forth on this one platform, and I couldn't even figure out how to get past that, and it's the second screen of the game. So like I could get past it like if you purposely hit it and then you're like invulnerable for a few seconds and you can try to get past it, but even then this game just has that, it has a stupid mechanic where you get hit and you go flying through the air, and
when you get hit, it shoots you backwards until you run into a wall and your limbs explode off of your body.
Yes.
Oh, like a crash dummy.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. Like, it can send you back, like, three or four screens, and it's at, like, a high speed, and you cannot control yourself. So, like, you can lose, like, your entire progress that you've made in a stage. Like, at one point, I got sent back to the beginning of the stage. So... I was like,
that's so bad.
Yeah, I also could not beat the first stage. The Super Nintendo version is not, you know, it's not great. It's got a lot of, it's got design flaws where the character moves really fast, but you can barely see anything on the screen. Like, it's too zoomed in a way. So you're constantly advancing like very slowly, because if you advance too fast, stuff comes from off the screen and just kills you immediately.
Yeah, the cool thing about the Super Nintendo and Genesis version is that whenever you get hit, you lose a limb. So, you know, the first time you get hit, you lose one leg. Next time, you lose the other leg. So you're dragging yourself around on two arms. And then eventually, when you lose your arms, you're just a torso wiggling around. It's like it's like watching, you guys ever seen that movie Freaks?
Oh,
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
from like the 1920s or 30s. It's like watching that movie.
Amazing.
It's weird that is kind of a neat thing for like half a second, but then you realize, oh, this doesn't change gameplay at all.
Yeah, you're still a torso that's like running as fast as a human.
That's insane.
Yeah, you don't move any slower. I guess when your torso, like, yeah, I guess you're half the size, so you're harder to hit. But it doesn't matter anyway because the enemies are pretty relentless in this game. So, yeah, it's just annoying. I made it through like 4 or 5 stages, and I was like, life's too short to keep playing this.
Yeah, kind of happy I ran out of time to play that one.
Mm-hmm. So,
I just stuck with the Game Boy one.
It's the better game, which is somewhat sad, but
yeah, that's saying a lot. It's speaking volumes right there.
It all seems like a cash grab. Now, these games were.
It can't be anything but a cash grab. But my question is,
yeah, go ahead.
Who does this cash go to? Who owned this?
There's probably
intellectual
property. Some advertising company that was hired by the Ad Council to come up with an advertising campaign, and they own the characters and they license them out to toys and video games.
Okay, because it's like the safety board or something created these commercials, and then
they themselves created them. They hired some advertising company.
Yeah, but And then from there, I guess the agency owns the characters. So yeah, that's such a strange lineage. But yeah, cash grab is for sure what these are.
Yeah, I couldn't really find much about that, like what the actual arrangement is. Online, there is an article from the Baltimore Sun, 1992. Apparently, sales at that point were $40 million a year. The government's licensing agreement with Tyco, though, was for $300.
The toy company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And they made $40 million off these freaking Crash Dummy toys?
Well, the thing was, like, yes, the toys were based on that ad. Like, the ads from... The ads were created in 1986 by advertising firm Leo Burnett Company Incorporated for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Okay.
But then, let's see, they received about $200 million in free advertising. So I'm looking for the royalty agreement here. They said it was only $300.
Follow the money. no paper trail from the Highway Safety Administration.
That's part of the reason why, like, the action figures are not named Vince and Larry. They're named Slick, Spin, Daryl, and Spare Tire.
Daryl, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the commercials were in the 80s had Vince and Larry, and then in the 90s the toys just created a whole new group of dummies, and that's what everything else was based on. Mm-hmm. And they produced, unique for its time, a 1 hour cartoon special that was completely 3D computer animated.
Interesting.
Ooh.
In 1993.
I think somewhere in the recesses of my brain I remember this, but I might be making it up. This 3D animated special.
I don't know. And apparently, part of the reason, it looks like there's a court case from 2010 over who actually owns the IP for this. So that could be why there hasn't been a whole bunch of new stuff. So
I mean, the kids are clamoring for it, right?
I was like, where are my Crash Dummies? I hear it all the time.
Listen, everything else is being rebooted.
Good point.
What?
That's probably why there's a court case, because someone's trying to make a new TV show or something.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, no one would care.
Just to touch on the history of these characters here, the dummies kind of rapidly lost popularity as the 1990s continued. They had a brief comeback in 2004, but since then, the IP has been dormant. LGN was finally put out of its misery by parent company Acclaim in 1995. Acclaim used the name once more for a 2000 Dreamcast game, Spirit of Speed 1937. It was a proud embrace of the old LGN style, though, as it was roasted by critics, with IGN's Jeremy Dunham calling it the poorest excuse for a Dreamcast game I've ever laid eyes on. GameSpot gave it a 1.9 and named it the worst game of 2000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not that the racing game where you're driving like Model T cars, like 5 miles per hour.
I've never heard of this. Yeah, I never heard of this. But that sounds
never
terrible
heard of it either. But
that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm. So the only other thing I can find on the crash test dummies and their licensing is that once the toys started, apparently that ended the advertising campaign because they no longer qualified as PSAs because the toys existed.
That's weird. That's weird legalese that I don't understand.
Lawyers, aren't they the worst?
They suck.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't know any.
They should all just lose their jobs.
Yeah.
It's chaos. That's what I say.
And the paralegals that work for them. Them too.
Oh, yeah. Get them out of here.
Yeah. Come on.
They're just spit.
But speaking of IP and stuff that's gone by the wayside, Huel, I understand that you have a segment this week.
Yeah, that was quite the segue. I found a reason that the Game Boy Incredible Crash Dummies is the most worst game of all time.
Ooh.
This is a Game Facts review by S. McCrite, or SMC Crite. I don't know what the difference. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And the title of this review is Another Tornado of Torment Strikes. This was the game that I got when I first got a Game Boy Pocket, which was almost 5 years ago. And this review was written in 2002. So, no, 97. I had never heard of this game much, and in just seconds away from finding out the reason why. And I just seconds away from finding out the reason why. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Anyway...
Checks out.
So anyway, I inserted my cart in and switched on the Game Boy. Then when not even 5 minutes had gone, I was not impressed with it, as Crash Dummies is easily one of the worst games in the universe by miles. And why the hell is the word incredible in the title? Yeah, incredibly boring and pants.
Oh.
Playing this game is about as fun as having a detention in a gas chamber on a Saturday morning.
Wow, Jesus.
If you are a sane gamer, read no further.
Mm-hmm.
So their gameplay, 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. The gameplay in this is so rubbish and boring that there is almost hardly any gameplay in this. You can't really follow the gameplay. I couldn't anyway, which is sad because it's extremely simple. For example, in the first level, you have to dive down a building without moving. Huh? What is the point? What are the idiot makers of this box of rubbish trying to achieve by setting tasks like this? From where I stood, it looked as if they were trying to get into the Guinness Book of Records for worst game of all time. Wow. The tasks get worse, though. The pointless and stupid levels include driving into walls, and some dry task where you have to fly a rocket around without into the edge. Yes, that's what it says. Which is impossible because the routes are too narrow. You won't care if you play it, because I certainly didn't. The gameplay in this is basically almost dead. and seems too impossible to complete.
Mm.
Wow. He actually, his highest rating here is graphics, which get a 5 out of 10.
Ooh. What, now, which version was that? Was that the Game Boy?
It's the Game Boy one, yeah.
Okay. It's hard to go wrong on Game Boy. You don't have much to work with.
Yeah, like,
as long as you can see your character, you got at least 5. Yep. 5 out of 10.
Yeah, strangely enough, the graphics aren't that bad. They are okay for original classic Game Boy graphics, and I could see everything clearly when doing the very crap levels. I'm still suspicious about this, because a pants game usually has pants graphics.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now,
is
every
that a,
other...
a new term, a new street term I haven't heard of yet?
From 2002, maybe, yeah. It might have been the hip new term on the scene then,
pants.
But...
game.
It's just pants. I think pants just means bad, like terrible. It's just pants. This is pants.
That's what the kids are saying.
Yeah.
So pants every is other bad. Category. So like yeah. Dress is good or skirt is good?
Yeah, I think this is just an early kind of open-minded term where it's like you don't have to wear pants just because you're a guy, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Sounds legit. Sounds very plausible.
Speaking of sound, it gets a 1 out of 10. And the sounds for this are so irritating that they almost gave me a headache. They are like a mixture of the sound of a ringtone and the sound of a radio station with bad reception. That sounds weird. Well, duh. I have said that the game is complete nonsense. Other than that, no comment, as there is not really any other sounds. Not that I care, of course.
Wow.
So overall, this is a 1 out of 10 from S. McCready or whatever. Don't ever even rent this game, not even for a joke. In fact, don't even touch it with a very, very, very long pole. This gets a 1.
That's brutal. Who rents Game Boy games?
That's another good question. I don't think that was good ever ask. I don't think that was ever an option, like, anywhere.
No.
Which is strange. I mean, they're just games that anyone can play, but it just never seemed to be a thing that you could do. Oh, well. They did not enjoy that game. I think they were rather harsh, to be honest.
That was pretty. Sounded pretty harsh.
Oof. Yeah, that was a little too harsh for my taste.
Why don't we cleanse our palate, fellas?
Oh.
Because I have a reason, two reasons, why Crash Dummies are the most best game of all time.
Ooh.
So here's a review for the Super Nintendo version, and it's written by somebody named Wayne Aguilar, and it's titled, I Like It.
Mm.
In Crash Dummies, play Slick to rescue Dr. Zub from Junkman after Torso 9001 Dummy stay and watch the lab. And then he replied to himself, his own review, saying, story in is Crash Dummies play Slick stop Junkman dis Torso 9000 kidnap Dr. Zub. 5 stars.
Oh.
Wow. Very descriptive.
Wow.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that review and definitely lends merit to why this is one of the best games of all time. And for the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, as they say in the UK, our UK friends say, the incredible
Wait, what
crash.
Call it?
They call it the NES.
The NES. Okay.
This one is a review by Grand Slam Sam. Titled, They Truly Are Incredible. Of course this game is amazing. It is based off a public safety announcement using crash dummies that were really stupid and using the almighty power of reverse psychology got us to wear seatbelts. Well, those daft idiots got me to wear a seatbelt, but I consider speed limits a recommendation, speed bumps an opportunity to get some air, and winding roads an excellent place to crank up some country music and floor it.
A bad boy.
Whoever thought that this was a good idea needs to get a Nobel Peace Prize or at least a personal pizza from Pizza Hut. 5 stars.
What?
They are equivalent in most people's eyes.
Yeah.
A Nobel Prize and a personal pizza. From Pizza Hut.
It's like that review was written by my subconscious.
Yeah.
All it ever wants is to get some sweet air and a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
From a speed bump.
Yeah. Maybe a little bucket. Did you guys have bucket when you were growing up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah. Check out those books. Get a personal pan pizza. Oh,
you
would
have iron pizza. Probably spent five times as much on books as you would.
Yeah. The biggest reason to do that is when we went to Pizza Hut, that's where they had the Street Fighter 2 at. So I popped some quarters in there.
So Poncho's had Mortal Kombat, and Pizza Hut had Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a internal battle.
It was the race wars of the 90s, early 90s.
Absolutely.
Except for the literal race wars of the 90s.
Yeah, those didn't exist.
Well, that was a good trip down memory lane. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add about the games this week?
No. Hey, everybody listening, do not play these games. Go play Mario Kart instead. That's my suggestion.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
Yeah, we covered it once, but it's odd that that game has not come up more on this show. But, you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, Huel, was there anything else you wanted to say about this one?
Boy, if you can somehow find the toys instead, just play with those for a while.
Mm-hmm. There's an idea.
Yeah.
They're probably hot collector's items right now.
Yeah,
because
probably like $50.
Every single one that a kid has had as a child has pieces missing.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can find a complete one, it's probably hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. So that might not be a good suggestion. Just use your imagination.
By the way, the game, as far as I know, it has not been re-released on anything. I don't know why it would be.
No.
The NES version is the most expensive one. It's $15. $50 if you want the box and manual, probably because people just threw it out. Super Nintendo version is $9. The Game Boy version is $5. And the Game Gear, which is probably the best one, is $2.99. But you'd have to find a Game Gear. So that's the problem with that.
Yeah, lots of problems in this series.
All right, well, let's move right along to the voicemails this week. Todd, I understand that you have a voicemail.
Yeah, we got a voicemail on the old voicemailer machine. So let's take a listen now.
Hello, YPB and my fellow Americans. This is former President Barack Obama. It's an incredible achievement to have reached 100 episodes. It's a privilege to have served as president during the start of this illustrious podcast. Few Americans could have accomplished such a milestone. Your podcast provides a great service to this country and beyond. This is why I must ask, do you know of any video games with really cool explosions? Stuff just getting blown up. I like when things go boom and pow. Thank you. And God bless America.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is that was the second president we've had on our show.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least.
And the first non-celebrity we've had.
That's true. Although, some might say Obama became a celebrity during his presidency.
I barely remember the guy, to be honest.
He released that sex tape during his sixth year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really got people's attention.
When was he president? 97?
Was he after
Clinton?
I think 98 was the election year, so probably 99.
Okay. All right.
He's at least the second best president we've had call into the show.
I would say he's top two. He is top two of the presidents who have called YPB.
Easily top two. Wow, what an honor, I got to say.
Yes, I hope every president calls into the show, even the dead ones.
Never know. We have
looking at you, Millard Fillmore.
That's never stopped anyone from calling in before.
Yeah, or writing in. So
right, true.
You know, we did cover Blast Corps. That's a game where you, you blow stuff up real good.
Excellent choice of games we've covered. That is a top tier choice of the games that we have covered.
Yeah, so Barry, if you want to go back and listen to that episode, that'll scratch that itch.
So I'm trying to scroll through to see what else we've covered that has booms in it, just to make sure we got all our bases covered.
Well, I like also Smash TV. That's one.
Yeah, it's got some booms. Not all about the explosions, but it does have some booms in there.
We're not strictly limited to games we covered. I mean, you just asked.
Sure, we're just trying, but I'm just trying to run through the list to make sure we get those.
I mean, GoldenEye has fun mines and rocket launchers.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for pixelized fire, that's a place to look.
You know, one of my favorite things to do in that game, I don't think I actually discussed it during that show, which was I like to take all those remote mines you get and put them on the like exploding tanks in the facility level, and then just blow them up all up real good, like in a chain reaction.
Oh yeah. So yeah, Mr. President, if you want to just play that facility level, in the single player, you're going to get some good explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Good ones.
Yeah. We got Command and Conquer Red Alert. Has some booms in that one.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Blow stuff up real good in
most of the GTA games are fun explosions.
So my choice is going to be a game I've been playing a lot of recently, and I've talked about in the past few
Crusader
weeks.
Crusader Kings 2.
Unfortunately, Gunpowder does not play a part in that series just due to the time frame it's set. It's mainly swords and shields and bows and arrows. A little bit of cavalry in there. The game that I would say has a lot of nice booms in it is Just Cause 3.
Oh, yeah.
That one you have your pocket... you grenade things, you attach to items. Like, you can sneak up on a guy, stick a bomb on him, and push the button, and he shoots off into the sky like a firework.
Oh.
You can use your rope, your grappling hook, attach a dude onto a jet, attach your bomb onto the jet, send the jet into the air with a guy falling behind it, blow up the bomb, and then the guy is up there in a fireball in the sky.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, it's got a lot of destructible and buildings in it, so that's always a good time.
Yeah, that fits the criteria.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad we could help the former president there.
Yeah.
Let's move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails?
Well, you know what? I did. So I'm going to read that thing right now. And it's a new writer, guys. I'm excited. New writer.
Okay.
Need some more new writers out there. Write us, fellas.
Yeah, please.
And ladies in the listening audience. This writer writes, "Hey, you fellas. Say, today's the game is that you have a lot more to play and then play you all over again or again, and you get to play the games, and then it just makes it even more difficult for you all to be play with your own strategy games or something like this app, and you have a great app, to be honest, and you have a good app, and it is really easy for me, a great game to be a good app and a good game to be able to play with the app which I am not really looking at for the game, and I am sure it is not enough for you guys, but it seems that the game has a great app. Your pal, Steven Jobs."
Oh, I got it.
Speaking of dead contributors,
well, this is Steven Jobs.
Good point.
You might be thinking of Steve Jobs.
Yes, I was thinking of Steve Jobs, not Steven Jobs.
Yeah, they have different names.
They both love apps.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a question in there somewhere?
You know, there's no question mark. It was just really long, and
huh.
I thought there might be something we could comment on.
Well, I do like when the games
Candy Crush. That's a good
the
app.
The games are apps, and they have apps and their games.
Yeah, so, I play all the hot new good game apps on the App Store, and I'd say nothing really hooks me on the mobile market except for that Candy Crush. I always go back to that Candy Crush.
Crunch them candies.
I download all the hot new IPs, all the ones the kids are talking about. Like, hey man, you got to try this new Final Fantasy mobile. All the kids are playing it. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for a few minutes, but I just turn it off. I'm like, I feel like playing an RPG is better on a computer or on a console system, not on a phone. Mm-hmm. On the phone's good for making your poops and crushing them candies
during your BMs. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I use it as well.
Yeah, you can't play a long game on the phone. I'm with you there. Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Ryder.
Yeah, thanks, Steven Jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from one Steve to another, thank you.
Oh.
Huel, did you get any mails?
Man, I gotta tell you, I was crossing my fingers for one, but just did not come through. No emails. No emails today.
Oh, that's a shame. That's disappointing.
Just remember to write in to
the email
parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. You want those questions or comments answered?
Only on episode 119, and I do not know it either.
I've been through this before. All of our different media has different names, so I never remember which is which. So. Very helpful.
Yeah. Listen, just mail us a letter.
Please. I'll give you Steve's address right now.
Well, I received one mail this week.
Oh.
Hi, guys. Veronica Mars is so good, and I love Kristen Bell. I used to rent the DVDs when I was a teenager, along with all the coolest Game Boy games. Which character of hers would you like to see a video game based on? Best wishes. Gentle Sir.
Ooh. A Gentle Sir.
I feel
like
I know that guy.
I had a feeling the different writer was going to write that one. But,
a Gentle Sir. Interesting. Well, of course it's a Gentle Sir that appreciates a
Kristen Bell. Yeah. I mean,
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, come on. She's only out to date the bad boys. And her whole life, she's snubbed her nose at the good guys. She only wants bad guys.
When will they see? When will they see it's the good guy that they really need? What other characters has she done?
Those are good points.
Yeah. She was in that Sarah Marshall movie, but I saw that so long ago I don't even remember what she did in it.
Not a good video game, I would say that much.
No, no, that's... Yeah, that's not a good video game.
Well, what was she in Veronica Mars?
Look up her. What is the question? What is our favorite role that she's been in, or video game?
as a video game.
Oh, yeah. My favorite role she's been in as a video game. All right, I'm gonna have to go look up her IMDb real quick.
I mean, there's Frozen.
Was she a detective?
Sarah Marshall.
A detective in Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars.
What was she in Veronica Mars?
Okay. She was a detective.
So how about like an L.A. Noir style Veronica Mars game?
Oh, that would work.
Nailed it.
Yeah, she doesn't normally carry a gun on the show, but she has a taser. So
that's fine. I mean, L.A. Noir wasn't about the shooting and the banging. It was about the investigation. Putting the pieces together.
That's true. Frozen, she was in.
I think the most action in that game was running upstairs.
Oh, L.A. Noir.
L.A. Noir, yeah.
I don't know. I played that game for a couple hours, then I got annoyed because I couldn't tell when you were supposed to accuse the person of lying or when you were supposed to accuse them of hiding something.
They would either start crying or get belligerent and leave the interview. It's usually how that ended up.
Yeah, there was
I liked
not...
it, though. I liked it, though.
There's not... Yeah, not a ton of... nuance in that game. So I don't know. She does a voiceover in Gossip Girl.
Okay.
Listen, she's got a lot of stuff on her IMDb. She's not turning down many checks here.
She was in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, wasn't she in Fanboys? That Star Wars fan movie?
She was in 2009. She played Zoe or Zoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it's pronounced so. I'm almost certain. So yeah, how about a heist game about trying to steal the episode one?
Mm-hmm. First role ever, Polish Wedding. She played a teenage girl, uncredited, 1998. Followed that up, second movie, Pootie Tang. So that sounds like something that we're waiting for a video game rendition.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I've always been wondering if they would make one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Soon we will know.
Mm-hmm. And then...
She was in The Shield, so that would make a good L.A. Noir game.
With Roman Reigns?
Good times.
No, guess not.
All right. Well, Todd, did you get any asks this week?
Yeah, we did. We got an ask. So how about let's help somebody out? Let us ask the Sweet Boys. So if you have any questions you need an answer for, general life, sex, love, relationships, questions, write us in parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. And I will keep your questions anonymous. So this one comes from Anonymous. And they write, my husband of 40 years cheated on me with a woman 35 years old. I'm devastated. She had a baby to him. My husband...
Oh, no.
And the text says, is too old to have a baby. He won't have anything to do with it. Now she is trying to get his money for child support. What's wrong with ladies these days? Why can't they leave old man alone? My own children are her age, and we are a Italian family. I'm scared to tell my children. What would their reaction be? They won't see this, my child, my husband, and me won't either. What can I do?
Wow. This is
it's a quandary.
It's a rough one.
Mm-hmm. I like how she blames that other hussy, though, and,
yeah, it's all-
and not her husband at all.
100% her fault, yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Why don't they just leave her alone?
She should have brought the condom with her.
Right. Yeah. Why did she entrap that poor man?
Yeah, I think that's really the angle that she should be taking here.
Yeah.
Why can't these young hoes leave these old men alone?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he didn't go down to the Dairy Queen that she worked at and hit on her. Like, she probably came to his trailer park. Got it going on, so
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. What was the question even?
Why won't they leave the old man alone?
Yeah, why can't they leave old man alone? My own children are her age, and we are a Italian family. I'm scared.
I don't know. You know, it's that old chestnut.
The age-old problem.
You know, guys, I've seen a lot of commercials in my days, and the answer is simple. Just take her and the baby out to Olive Garden, because when you're there, you're family.
Oh.
That's a very elegant solution there.
Okay.
I like your thinking.
Just pass those soup, salad, and breadsticks around. All will be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're there, you're family.
Oh. I like it.
Oh, boy. We really helped that person, I think. All right. Well, on that note, I think we've solved a lot of problems tonight. We might as well just
almost every here, problem. Yep.
Yeah. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to sign off with?
Sure. like they say on television, don't be a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
Yep. Yes. Huel, how about you?
Just a note in case you ever run into the evil villain known as Jackhammer. The bad news is he's the brightest of Junkman's sidekicks. The good news is the average Junkbot couldn't graduate kindergarten.
Oh, smack talk.
So, there you go.
Nice. All right, on that note, here's a little snifferoo from next week's game.
Your parents are gone, and you say so?
Come on, Sarah, what's the first thing you think of?
Party!